Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
I'm so glad that you tuned into this program because I want you to receive the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, and I want you to hear the voice of the Spirit. This comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. And Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth." And when he said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. The word of the Lord. I was looking on my iPhone some time back, and on the iPhone they have an app for ABC News. And ABC News has these different devices on it, different places that you can go. And one of the places was called a Live Nature Cam. And on the Live Nature Cam, they have a camera stationed right by a bald eagle's nest. And in the nest, you can see the little baby eaglets, and you can see the mother eagle. And as I was watching the camera, the live camera, I could see the mother there with the little babies. And then all of a sudden, the mother took off. And the little babies were all upset and discombobulated and everything because the mother had left them. And then in a little while, the mother came back with a piece of fish. And oh, the little eaglets were so happy. The mother was back. And not only that, they had food to eat. They had nourishment. And the little baby eaglets ate the fish, and they were so happy. And I wanted to talk with you about the ascension of Jesus. It's interesting. Jesus went away. We just heard in the reading. But the reason why he went away wasn't to leave us orphans. Rather, he went to the Father in order to come back to us in a new and more powerful way. Just like the mother eagle took off from the nest, and then they were all kind of discombobulated. And maybe right now in your life, you feel discombobulated. You're going through a hunger time. You're going through a time of longing and need, going through some problems in your life. And you feel like, where is God in my life right now? Well, the mother eagle took off for a reason, only to come back in order to feed her young. And the young were all discombobulated, and then when the mother eagle came back and were fed, they were so happy. And in the same way, at times it can feel like Jesus has left us, but only to come back to us more powerfully. Jesus said, if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit won't come. And Jesus left us in order to nourish us and strengthen us and to empower us to really feed us with the Holy Spirit. When he was with us, walking in the flesh, Jesus said, I am with you. But now, because of the Holy Spirit, he's not only with us, he's in us. Think of that. You are the temple of God. That's exactly what Paul told his Corinthian community. He said, don't you know that you are the shrine of God? You are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit lives within you. So in is closer than with. I want you to understand and have an awakening that God lives in you. The reason for the ascension of Jesus was so that he could come to us even more powerfully and anoint us with the Holy Spirit. I preach a lot about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has revolutionized my life and continues to revolutionize my life. I have become a spiritual person as I have come to a new awakening and I have discovered the Holy Spirit deep within me. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus came. He came to anoint us with the very life of God, with power to lead and guide us as his children, to speak to us, to help us in our life, so that we won't be discombobulated every time there's a problem in our life or a relationship trial or a physical suffering. We won't be all discombobulated, but rather we'll be strong and be able to press on and we'll grow and achieve our destiny. So I'm hoping that you will have an awakening and a discovery of the Holy Spirit I want you to be revolutionized, and I want you to come to a new life in the Holy Spirit. We're all familiar with the concept of the Holy Spirit, of course. Remember way back in the book of Genesis, God is moving over the chaos. His Spirit was brooding over the chaos. The Spirit of God hovers, and the Spirit of God is with you. You're not alone. Then, of course, remember in the Old Testament, Samson needed strength, and the Spirit of God came upon him and strengthened him. Same thing in our life. You know, we can feel weak and discombobulated, as I said, and the Spirit of God will strengthen you. And then, of course, in the Old Testament, there was another passage about King David, and it said that the Spirit of God rushed, I love that word, the Spirit of God rushed upon David. And, you know, you can be going on in your life and not feeling anything, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God will rush upon you. You can have a rush of grace. And then when we go into the New Testament, there's many allusions to the Holy Spirit, but one more from the Old Testament. They're journeying through the desert, and it said that there was a cloud in the desert. That was the Shekinah glory of God. God himself was leading the Hebrews through the desert with this cloud. And as they followed the cloud, they were led to the promised land. Oh, I want you to get this. You can be led in your life, guided in your life, helped in your life by this Shekinah cloud of glory, if only you can have an awakening and tune in. Now, in the New Testament, there are many allusions to the Holy Spirit. We're all familiar with them. For example, these allusions, these metaphors, these concepts are all given to help us, we who are sensory people, to help us to understand who the Holy Spirit is. For example, we're all familiar with fire. You know, what does that stand for? Energy, passion, power. That's what Jesus said. He said, remain here and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I love the power of the Holy Spirit. So many people in their lives, they don't have any passion. They've lost enthusiasm. They don't celebrate their lives. The Spirit comes to give you power, fire, wind. We're all very familiar with wind. You go outside, play golf, it can be a windy day, the big windmills, and it's the wind that drives those windmills. I call the Holy Spirit the wind of change. So if you want change in your life, the Spirit will blow into your life. Jesus said that the Spirit is like the wind. You don't always know where it's coming from or where it's going, but you can feel the effects. Then, of course, light. The light of the Spirit illumines us. Wisdom, counsel, knowledge, understanding. We need insight, the light of the Holy Spirit to illumine us. And then water is another image of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will give you living water. And so what does water do? It quenches our thirst. You must have thirst and hunger and desire and longing deep within for God. And that's why the Holy Spirit comes, to satisfy our desires, to give us living water that quenches our thirst. The world is never going to do it. You will not be fulfilled and satisfied by the world. It's the Spirit of God that revolutionizes us. And Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and life abundant. And that Spirit of God is the abundant life of God. And then, of course, there is oil is another image. And, you know, I put oil in my truck hinges on doors when they squeak and make noise. You know what oil does? Oil makes things work well. And if you're frustrated in life, if you feel like life hasn't achieved or you haven't achieved in life what you were meant to, you need the oil of the Holy Spirit to have ease and peace and ability so you won't be frustrated and all bent out of shape. The oil of the Holy Spirit is so precious. And then, of course, when Jesus rose from the dead, it says that he breathed on his disciples. What is that? Remember way back in the book of Genesis, God breathed into the mud, into the clay, and Adam became a living being. And now what is Jesus doing? He's recreating humanity. Breath is life. The Spirit brings life. And so those are some of the images of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. But one other image that I want to share with you is the image of the dove. You see this banner that I have here on the wall, that of the dove, and underneath the tongues of fire. You see, the dove is one of the great images for the Holy Spirit. Remember when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, he came up out of the river and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And I want you to receive this anointing. Doves are gentle, they're innocent, they're pure, and they don't make a whole lot of noise. You see, in the Old Testament, Elijah the prophet went up to a mountain and God passed by. And while God was passing by, there was an earthquake and God wasn't in the earthquake. There was wind, God wasn't in the wind. There was fire, God wasn't in the fire. Then there was a still small voice and God was in the tiny whisper. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, we want the fire and the wind and the oil and the breath and the water. We want all these great manifestations and signs. And yes, sometimes that happens. But most of the time when it comes to the Holy Spirit, remember what Jesus said, it's like the wind. You know that it's there, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. And the dove is very quiet and peaceful and pure. And I don't want you to be scandalized by silence. When you don't feel or see or hear anything, doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit isn't there. I remember at my confirmation, when I was confirmed as an eighth grader, this great sacrament of the Holy Spirit, I didn't feel anything, and I was scandalized and I fell away because I didn't think that God was there. But little did I know, God was there. I just needed to have an awakening. I just needed to discover the way of the Holy Spirit. So there are many images of the Holy Spirit, and many are very dramatic, like the fire and the wind. But that image of the dove, innocent and gentle and pure and quiet, is the one that I want to concentrate on right now. Because most people don't feel the Holy Spirit in a real powerful way. That came home to me one time. I was at home with my mother, and I'm sitting on the couch with Mom, and we're talking, and I said, Mom, God has touched me with the Holy Spirit, and I feel this fire, and I feel the wind of the Spirit, and I want to proclaim to everybody that Jesus is Lord. And my mother looked at me and she said, well, Cedric, you know, I'm glad that you have received the Holy Spirit in fire, but I have to tell you that I've been Catholic all my life and I haven't felt anything. And I've heard that from many different people. You know, I haven't felt the Holy Spirit, or I haven't felt God. What's wrong with me? Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I just think you need not to be scandalized by that. Rather, I want you to learn a new language. And let me talk about that. Remember, the Holy Spirit comes in many different ways. And one of the ways that the Holy Spirit comes is by the gentle dove, by the peaceful dove, by the innocent dove. I have come to discern that just because God is quiet doesn't mean that God isn't there. I want you to listen. I want you to listen with the ears of your heart. Saint Benedict, the great saint of the founder of Western monasticism, said, listen with the ears of your heart. I've discovered that the Spirit is very subtle. For example, one time I was fishing and I cast the line out there and I had a little bob on the top and I got a nibble from a fish and I saw the bob just barely move in the water. And in some ways, that's how the Holy Spirit is. The Spirit will move in the depths of your heart and you'll feel nibbles. Those of you who are mothers, you've been pregnant in your life, and you can feel the baby in your womb kick or stir. That's kind of how the Holy Spirit is. Very subtle, inner movements. I call them impressions or inspirations, an imprint, very subtle, deep within. And it's amazing how these inner movements, how God will speak to you. You can call it intuition if you want. You see, God wants to, I believe, help you to learn a new language. Let me try to explain that. I grew up in a little town called Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. Feeding Hills is just south of Springfield, Mass., western Massachusetts. And I remember I used to go to grammar school, and when I would go to grammar school, I could see in the town square there was a statue of a woman who was born in Feeding Hills, and kind of our claim to fame. Her name was Ann Sullivan. Ann Sullivan, if you know anything about it, was the teacher of Helen Keller. Helen Keller was blind and deaf, and Ann Sullivan taught her how to speak or how to learn language. Well, the way that she did it, she realized that Helen Keller couldn't see and she couldn't hear, but she could feel. And in the same way, spiritually, oftentimes we're blind and we're deaf, but we have senses. We can feel, we can taste and see the goodness of the Lord. We can see and hear physically, and they can be entrees to the spiritual world. So what she did with Helen Keller is she poured water over her hands, and Helen Keller put two and two together, and she realized that the tactile sense of water and the word water were the same thing, and that was her big breakthrough. And in the same way, I believe that you can have a breakthrough in the spiritual life, that you can come to see and hear and come to understand the Holy Spirit in a new way and learn a new language. See, I believe that the Holy Spirit comes to you in silence and very gently, but the Spirit speaks. You just need to learn a new language. I remember when they were teaching me Spanish, it was so hard. It's so hard to learn a new language. I was trying to learn Spanish, and you know, it took a while to get the tenses and the verbs and the different predicates and all these different words. But after a while, I got it. Same way with music. When I was being introduced to music, it had all these different notes and bars and different tenses and spaces and timing. And it was so hard to learn it at first, but then I got it. Same thing with the Holy Spirit. You need to learn a new language. You see, I believe that the Spirit comes to you and is speaking to you. Now, in a way, I'm like Ann Sullivan. I don't mean this in any demeaning way, but oftentimes we can be blind and deaf spiritually. And you can be thinking, it doesn't seem like God's working in my life. It doesn't seem like anything's happening. But that doesn't mean that something isn't happening. I thought the same thing at my confirmation. I said, nothing seems to be happening. There must not be a God. Wow, was I wrong? God was working in my life. I just didn't know it. That's why I've entitled this program, Have an Awakening. Discover the Holy Spirit. Believe and you shall receive. For example, when I talk about hearing the voice of the Spirit, I remember I was lying in bed one time, and I'm growing in my awareness of this. I was lying in bed one time, and as I'm lying there, this is what I heard. I didn't hear a loud voice. I heard it. Remember, it's an impression. It's an intuition. It's an inner voice in silence. And what I heard was, challenges make champions. One time I remember I was contemplating television and getting on TV and reaching out to people and helping people, going beyond the walls of the church. And I'm thinking to myself, it's so hard. I don't have any money and I don't know anybody and I don't have a producer. I don't have any outlets. It's too hard. I can't do it. And you know what I heard deep within? Cedric, all things are possible for God. Wow. You have to understand, you may be facing some challenges in your life. You may feel discombobulated. Life may be really hard for you right now, but I have to tell you, the voice of the Holy Spirit is always positive. Always positive. All things are possible for God in your life too. Sometimes I'll experience failures in my life. You know, I feel like I'm bombing preaching, or my writing isn't going too well, or production of TV, whatever it is. I just feel like life isn't going all that well for me, and I'll feel like giving up or quitting or whatever, and then I'll hear deep within, Cedric, I am with you. I am with you. And that's a word of the Lord to you right now as you're going through your life at this moment. God is with you. He wants to help you. He will help you through your life. Do you hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to you? And then sometimes, and it says this in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will warn you, will warn you about impending disaster. For example, I'll be looking at a pretty girl, and then I'll hear deep in my spirit, "Cedric, none of your business." And I know that's not me. Trust me, that has to be the Holy Spirit. So in other words, what I'm simply trying to say is, learn a new language. The Spirit speaks to me, the Spirit speaks to you too. You just need to have an awakening to the presence of the Holy Spirit deep within you. And like Helen Keller, you need to have a new awakening. Learn a new language, the language of the Holy Spirit. And the way that you'll learn this language is through hearing, seeing, like this program right now, through your senses. That's why I love the Catholic Church, because it's a very sacramental church. I was watching a movie lately. It was called Star Wars. And, you know, they've had all these different Star Wars movies. And the Star Wars movie was The Force Awakens. And I love that title. But I have to tell you, first of all, the Holy Spirit is more than a force, more than a power. The Holy Spirit is the person of God. And the second thing I want to say is, it's not the force that needs to awaken. We need to awaken to the force. Well, anyway, in the movie, it was interesting. They had a young woman. Her name was Rey, R-E-Y. And she was pretty much the main character in the movie. In the past, they had Luke Skywalker. He was a Jedi Master. Well, Rey was the main character in the movie. She had to do battle with evil. And she didn't know anything about the Force. She was introduced to the Force, and she had an awakening to the Force. And that's what I'm trying to do to you. Have an introduction to the Holy Spirit. Have an awakening to the Holy Spirit so that you can do battle in your life against evil, against negativity, against the forces that want to discombobulate you, give you problems, and bring you down. Well, the Holy Spirit will give you victory. Well, anyway, in the movie, she's about to do battle with Darth Vader's grandson. And right before she did, this is what she did. She got real quiet. She bowed her head. And she got in touch with the Force. And then she did battle. And that's exactly what you need to do. You need to spend time getting in touch with the power within you. In the Catholic liturgy, we have a greeting. And we say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And that's exactly what we're after here. Communion, where our hearts are made for God. Our hearts are made for communion, for intimacy, for oneness. That's exactly what I want you to have. So whether you hear anything, feel anything, know anything, get quiet. Have communion with the Holy Spirit. And I guarantee you this, if you spend time in silence, the Force will be with you. If you spend time communing, you will face your battles and be able to conquer. And here's an image that I want to leave with you. Take a look at this ball. Watch this. What am I doing here? This is a golf ball. Play golf. In fact, I got a hole in one with this ball. And you see that it's dropping. And you're probably thinking to yourself, Father Cedric is just dropping a ball. You know what I'm doing? I am putting you in touch with the force of gravity. You can't see gravity, but I'm showing you that it's there. This little demonstration will help you to understand that you can discover gravity and become more aware of gravity. In the same way, you may not be able to see the Holy Spirit or feel the Holy Spirit. Trust me. The Holy Spirit's there. You need to have an awakening, a rediscovery of the Holy Spirit. And I'm praying with all my heart because of this program, you will learn a new language. You will have an awakening. You will discover the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you will be more than conquerors in your life. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.